Right now, it is time to bring in Dr. Judy Workman, Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, and also author of Simon Loses His Tummy. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring her in. She's out there getting the raise, Dr. Workman. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. And I feel it's sort of trivial to discuss what I wanted to discuss today because I stayed up pretty late last night watching the town hall meetings. And I admired all of the people who spoke, the students and the teachers and the parents were articulate to the point. And one wanted to go up, you know, to be there and sort of say, yes, yes, continue with your crusade, because you're right, something has to be done. And I must say that I was very pleased. In the New York Times published a whole list of people who are congressmen to take money from the NRA, and I was very pleased to see there was nobody from my home state of Massachusetts on that list. So my political statement for the morning.
Your home state of Massachusetts is a model to a lot of people.
Exactly, exactly. Anyway, speaking about models, I think that I wrote this sort of fluff kind of piece, but it actually has I think it may be relevant to a lot of people who are vegetarians and vegans, the difference being that vegans don't eat dairy or eggs. My husband and I went to a wedding a couple of weeks ago. It was actually a very fancy wedding, and there was a sit-down dinner that we all were looking forward to because we were seeing some friends and relatives that we hadn't seen for a long time. There were three choices, as usually are the case now in catered affairs. You know, there was a red meat choice, a fish choice, and a vegetarian choice. And since we sort of live on fish, I don't really eat much red meat. I thought, I'll try the vegetarian choice because the caterer, I had been told, was extremely well known for innovative dishes. And I thought, wow, I'll be able to figure out what kind of food, you know, will be served vegetarian, and maybe I can go home and try to reproduce it badly, but I could reproduce it as a new vegetarian.
Right, you wanted to be inspired.
Right.
Instead.
So my husband gets this wonderful piece of fish, and I look at it and think, And then I get cauliflower, this mound of steamed cauliflower, period. Oh, sorry, there were two little pieces of mushroom. And I'm thinking, what? These are vegetables, but where is my total vegetarian dish? Protein, you know, a protein source, sort of a starchy source, and a vegetable. And when I realized, you know, I went home and had a bowl of cereal because I couldn't really fill up on the cauliflower, I realized that vegetarian food does not mean just eating vegetables. And I don't know why restaurants and caterers can't get that through their head. If you're a vegetarian, it means that you simply get your protein sources not from animals, but from, if you're a vegetarian, you can get them from eggs, from dairy products like cheese, yogurt. You can get them from beans, lentils, grains. Quinoa, you know, for example, is a wonderful source of protein. And there are many, many cultures throughout the world that have vegetarian dishes really as their staple because for most of man's history, you couldn't afford to eat any animal protein. Maybe you had meat on holidays or festivals or celebrations, but you never really were able to afford to eat it more than perhaps once a month, if that. Okay, so why is it that when the chefs are trained at culinary institutes or restaurateurs and their chefs develop their menus or caterers put out menus, why don't they say, okay, we need to have a well-balanced vegetarian meal? What's the answer?
I don't know because, you know, there can be really delicious, well-balanced vegetarian food. And
And giving steamed broccoli and thinking that
wasn't
total
broccoli.
Meal. I'm sorry, cauliflower. It's giving steamed cauliflower. It's sort of it was covered with paprika or something, so it didn't look quite so white. And that was the main dish. See, the point is, Jill, that if you went into the home of somebody who really was a vegetarian cook, and by the way, there are good chefs out there who do that. You know, you would be getting a protein source. You know, it would be the vegetarian equivalent of a piece of meat or a piece of fish. You would be getting a protein source. You'd be getting your protein. You'd be getting your starch. Maybe be potatoes. Maybe a grain. Maybe be beans. Maybe polenta. You know, cornmeal. Maybe grits. Something. You'd be getting your starch, and then you'd be getting your your vegetables. That would be a total vegetarian meal. And if you were vegetarian, you could use yogurt, use cheese, use cottage cheese. Use eggs, you know, as a source of your protein. And again, the menu said vegetarian, didn't say vegan, which does restrict the options. If you went to India and spent time traveling to that subcontinent, because so many millions of people in India are vegetarians, you certainly would not be served only cauliflower. And yet, this is considered acceptable. I felt sorry for the bride.
How much did they pay for that?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I don't know how to get that message out there. I mean, I have a friend who is a strict vegetarian. She doesn't eat fish. I said, what do you do when you go out to eat? You know, you go to a wedding or something. She said, well, I eat beforehand. I eat when I come back. I just assume I'm not going to be fit. If I go to somebody's home and they don't know that I'm a vegetarian, I just stick with the salad and the vegetables, hoping that, you know, there's no meat that was cooked for them, like bacon or something. And that's it. And then I eat when I get home. But nobody is sort of taking up this, the call and saying, okay, there are so many people who follow this diet because it's a very healthy diet. You're cutting out animal fat. You know, it really is very healthy, especially for people like diabetics or heart disease. Nobody is saying, okay, why don't we start developing healthy vegetarian cooking that really gives you all the nutrients that you need? Mm-hmm. And that's not going to happen, and I think it only can happen at a grassroots level. So if you are planning your wedding, folks, and you have a vegetarian option, sit down and interview that chef and say, okay, are my vegetarian guests going to be well-nourished, or are they going to go home and make themselves some scrambled eggs in order to feel that they've eaten something worthwhile?
You know, I don't understand why it's that way, because it is so easy now with today's cooking tools that you have at your disposal at your own house to have roasted vegetables, to have mushrooms combined with, and I'm just talking about normal people. I mean, there's so many different things that you can have to present
to
people.
A frittata, which is eggs and potatoes and onions, etc. Yeah, or it's fancy omelets.
And if somebody can't have bread, you can have a frittata. You could take that cauliflower and make it into a vessel that will hold the frittata stuff that you make.
Exactly.
It's all this stuff is very simple to do now, and we know somebody who's been eating vegetarian for a long while, and she doesn't seem to have any problem.
Well, not only that, for many people who are vegetarian, they know how to, they know what to do.
They know how to combine foods in order to give them. That's exactly right. But and the crazy thing is that if you look at what humans have been eating for hundreds of thousands of years, they have been eating and managing to survive on non-animal sources of protein because they simply couldn't afford to eat that meat or eat that veal or eat that chicken. I mean, that was, you didn't kill the chicken because it was producing eggs for you. You didn't eat it except on a holiday. And that's why it's so crazy, because all these chefs would have to do is look into other cultures and see what they've been doing in order to survive. But it's a laziness or vegetarians are weirdos, so why should we really care kind of thing. I don't know. But it's about time it began to change.
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe we can. Anyway, thank you for indulging my little bit of personal angst.
And meanwhile, stick with the fish. Thank you very much,
right.
Dr. Judy Wortman. Food for mood.
Yeah, for gosh sake, you always have bean chili.
the caterer obviously was, shall we say, not
not that bright. Yeah.